I lost Jesus. 1. Natalie Boudouin. We're off. After the feast, Jesus' parents left Jerusalem with a bunch of friends. They walked for a whole day and suddenly realized that Jesus was not with their friends' children. Panic! They had left without him. Mary said to herself, "I have lost my Jesus." The conclusion is obvious. We must return to the starting point and look for him in the right place. What about me? Have I engaged in a project and activities without Jesus? Have I moved forward and suddenly realized that I forgot him by thinking he was there? Looking for him. Back in Jerusalem, Jesus' parents looked for him all over, anywhere a 12-year-old could potentially be. They looked for him following their perspective and their ideas. One day, 2 days. In reality, they were not looking for him in the right place. On the third day, they found him in the temple. Phew, they had found him. Then anguish gave way to anger, followed by blame. 3 tips. From this mishap, I draw 3 key tips for my daily life. Tip number 1. Turning around as soon as I realize that I have ventured down a path without Jesus. I humble myself. I agree to turn around and go back, knowing that I have walked according to my thoughts and my conceptions. In the Bible, this turning back is called repentance. This term has sadly been overused, but it is magnificent and powerful. Tip number 2. After this U-turn, I persevere in my search for Jesus until I find him. In other words, my quest will gradually lead me to ask myself the right questions and to change my perspective in order to find Jesus again. Tip number 3. As I return to the temple, which is the Father's house, I will find Jesus. I come into his presence. I look after what is from my heavenly Father. The temple of his presence today is my heart's room. When you pray, go into your closet and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6, verse 6. In his presence, by praying, my personal representations and my human conceptions can be brought into the light and be renewed. Prayer, to be personalized. Lord, I have lost you. I realize that I left without you in, and I repent. I come into your presence, into your light, where I receive your word and your guidance. You renew my thoughts and my conceptions so that I can have your perspective and adhere to it for the rest of my journey. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, which soothes me and transforms me. I want to follow you wherever you go and never undertake anything without you going before me. Natalie Boudouin. You will find below links to additional information like the biblical passage, the link to the blog, and the entirety of this audio message in French is also available if you click here. J'ai perdu Jésus. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, whilst his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking that he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? Summary. Jesus' parents realized that they had walked one day without Jesus. And what about us? Are we walking without making sure he's there? God is on your side. Have a nice day.